recognized in an instant that the thief must have come up the stairs from the side door. Of course, I must have met him if he had come the other way. You are satisfied that he could not have been concealed in the room all the time, or in the corridor which you have just described as dimly lighted? It is absolutely impossible. A rat could not conceal himself either in the room or the corridor. There is no cover at all. Thank you. Pray proceed. The commissionaire, seeing by my pale face that something was to be feared, had followed me upstairs. Now we both rushed along the corridor and down the steep steps which led to Charles Street. The door at the bottom was closed, but unlocked. We flung it open and rushed out. I can distinctly remember that as we did so, there came three chimes from a neighbouring clock. It was 9:45. "That is of enormous importance," said Holmes, making a note upon his shirt cuff. The night was very dark, and a thin, warm rain was falling. There was no one in Charles Street, but a great traffic was going on, as usual, in Whitehall, at the extremity. We rushed along the pavement, bareheaded as we were, and at the far corner we found a policeman standing. "A robbery!"